You're listening to the Karibo Shoe Podcast, episode 19, our top 10 favorite Nintendo games. Welcome back to another episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, the Luigi to my Mario, Chad.
Welcome back, Nintendo fans.
So we've got a great show lined up for you today. This is one that we've both been really looking forward to. I think it's going to be our top 10 favorite Nintendo games. And we're very excited about this topic. We've got lots of thoughts on our favorite games. But before we get into it, we're going to talk about what we've been playing. So, Chad, what have you been playing the last few days?
So, it's been a pretty busy week for me, but I have managed to squeeze in some time for some Rayman Legends. This is a Switch game that came out pretty early in the Switch's life, but I just never had a chance to play it. I was able to pick it up for a really good deal at Best Buy with the Gamers Club Unlocked, and I've been going through this game co-op, and it is an absolutely fantastic platformer. I never really played a Rayman game before, and I'm just having an absolute blast with it. It's great.
Oh, that's awesome. So you can play through the whole thing co-op?
You can, yeah, up to four players. So yeah. I bet there's friendly fire, so you can punch each other and kick each other. And it gets kind of annoying sometimes, but you get kind of chaotic with four players. But it's really fun, two-player.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I actually own this game. I got it on sale several months ago, but I haven't actually played it yet. I've heard nothing but good things, though. And so maybe I'll get a chance to play it sometime. Maybe we can play it together sometime.
That'd be awesome, yeah. Also been playing some more Zelda Breath of the Wild. You know, those shrines aren't going to find themselves.
Exactly.
I'm getting a lot closer. I think last time I did count, you're a little ahead of me, Stu. I think I'm at 108, I believe.
Oh, wow. You're getting right there, though.
But I'm pretty much down to just shrine quests, and it just takes me a while to figure those out sometimes.
Yeah, you could spend better part of an hour just finding a shrine and completing it at this point.
You can. It's really difficult. Also picked up Overcooked 2, like I was talking about on our last episode. Me and you actually got to play this game together online.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man.
It was fantastic. You know, there didn't seem to be very much lag at all. And it was just, some of those challenges are really difficult for one player because you have to control both of the chefs. But if you have two players, it just really flows really well.
Yeah, so we had a little road trip the other day, and I knew I was going to be getting to see a friend who usually we play games when we go up to their house. So I just got Overcooked 2 when we started playing it, and had an absolute blast playing some local co-op in the story. And we kind of got stuck at a certain point, and so the other night when we got to play, you were able to help me complete and get a little further in the story. And this game gets crazy pretty quick, but it is a lot of fun. And I don't know, we ended up kind of delegating different tasks to each other, and we ended up getting a lot further than I thought we would.
You know, we would fail maybe one time. We wouldn't fail. We wouldn't get all three stars. And sometimes if you don't have enough stars, you can't progress through the game. You have to have a certain amount of them to continue on.
So we're trying to three-star everything, basically, both of us.
Exactly. Might as well get it done now. That way we don't have to come back later. So we definitely blew through a few of those levels pretty fantastic.
Yeah. I'm just so happy with the addition of the online mode in Overcooked 2. Overcooked 1 did not have this, and that's what got me to buy this game. Otherwise, I just played your copy, you know. But being able to play it online and play through the story mode online, I was just overjoyed to find out we could do that. And that's probably if I ever beat this game, that's going to be hell, is with you dragging me along online. So.
Oh, I don't know about that. There is some additional content for this game. If you go on the eShop, you can pick up the Too Many Chefs bundle, I believe. It's $2.99. It's pretty reasonable, but it just gives you a lot of unlockable chefs. And exclusive to the Switch edition, I believe, is a platypus chef.
Oh, very nice.
So I had to use him, of course. And I think there is a unicorn I also used.
Yeah, I need to buy that. I noticed you had some chefs when we played the other night that I did not have access to. So I will say I was a little jealous, and I'll probably be picking up the DLC for this.
Good deal. Mission accomplished. That's what I was going for.
So, yeah, other than Overcooked 2, which we just spoke about, like I said, I visited a friend, and I hadn't been over to his house since I'd first gotten the Switch, and so I introduced him to Rocket League, and we had a lot of fun with that. That's still just a great game.
It really is.
And we also played a bunch of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe together and also with our wives, so that was a lot of fun. That's just a great local co-op game, and men and women seem to enjoy it just as well, and everybody can get in and do okay.
Me and you have talked about this before. Mario Kart is a game anybody can play it. Exactly. Even your grandma would probably be able to play this game.
Yeah, and then lastly, I played some Mario Tennis Aces. I played in the August tournament and unlocked Blooper.
Oh, very nice.
He's the character this month if you play in the online tournament. And then I also played with my buddy, and so we had a lot of fun playing that as well. So that's basically been all that I've been playing so far.
Good deal.
So we're going to go ahead and get into our main topic. So getting into our main topic, and this is going to be a fun one, I think. It's going to be our top 10 favorite Nintendo games. Now, just before we get started, these are our top 10 favorite Nintendo games, not what we think are the top 10 best or what the general public would agree is the top 10 best. These are, hey, we've been playing Nintendo games our whole lives, and we just sat down and thought, okay, what are our 10 favorite ones throughout the entire history of Nintendo that we've played? And that's what we've come up with tonight. And to make things further more interesting, at least for ourselves, is we've kind of kept these a secret from each other. So I don't know Chad's answers. He doesn't really know mine. So we may have some overlap, but I think we'll have some surprises. So we're going to go ahead and get started, and we're going to go in reverse order. So we're going to start out with our number 10s. So Chad, why don't you go ahead and start us off? What is your 10th favorite Nintendo game?
First of all, I just want to say I'm very nervous, and I can't wait to find out what your top 10 best Nintendo games are.
Not going to lie, I'm a little sweaty myself.
Okay, so my number 10 choice is Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon on the 3DS.
Oh, wow. I'm already very surprised. You know, okay, tell me why.
First of all, this was a really hard decision for me to make. I love a lot of Nintendo games, but these are my top 10 that I enjoyed the most in all my time playing.
Exactly. And real quick for the audience, this was very hard for both of us to do, to narrow down to 10. And at the end, after we reveal our number one, we will go over some honorable mentions that I think deserve to be mentioned.
Right, exactly. And don't feel bad if your favorite game is not mentioned on here. There's a chance that we haven't even played your favorite game.
Although we've been playing Nintendo games our whole lives, I have a lot of holes in my back catalog that I have not played.
I do as well, yes. But the reason Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon on the 3DS is my 10th favorite game is just the story. I absolutely love the story. The original Luigi's Mansion, I didn't get to play till very, very late. And by that time, the graphics have aged. They're not very well. I definitely plan on picking up when it is re-released on the 3DS. I hope it's better on that to me. But Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, we saw the return of Professor Egad, and I absolutely love that character. What a great addition.
Me too.
And just this recent Smash Brothers Direct got me in the mood for Luigi's Mansion again already. You get to see Luigi with the Poltergust 5000 in his hand. He's trying to capture some ghosts and goblins, looks like. And it's absolutely fantastic. Just gets my blood pumping for it. But the single-player story is really good. It's basically there's a dark moon that gets shattered, and you have to find five different pieces in five different mansions. So you're not just limited to one mansion like you were in the first game.
Right.
So you have five different mansions. You have to get a piece from there. You capture different ghosts and Boos, which I might add, Boo is actually my favorite Mario enemy. Out of all his different enemies, I love the Boo. If I get a chance, I'll play him. He's playable in some Mario Party games. He's always my go-to character. I'm not a fan of him in Mario Tennis Aces.
No.
I don't really like him on that, but in every other game. And ironically, it's the only Mario amiibo I do not own.
So that amiibo glows in the dark, right?
It does, yes.
I don't have the amiibo.
I hear it does, at least. Yes.
So you're a fan of King Boo, even?
I am, yes. Okay. I really am. Right. Yeah,
I never knew that was your favorite enemy.
He's a little creepy, but a regular Boo is my favorite enemy, yes. And there is also a very limited co-op mode on this game, locally and online.
I've always wanted to try that. I've actually heard it's quite fun.
I have tried it. It's pretty limited, but it is a lot of fun. You can kind of help each other or sabotage each other. It's really fun.
As someone who's played through the entire Luigi's Mansion arcade game co-op with you, well, we should try this sometime, especially now that I know it's your 10th favorite game.
Exactly. I forgot about the arcade game. That may have took the number 10 spot.
It's definitely on our top 10 favorite Nintendo arcade games, of which there are very few.
Exactly. So what is your number 10 game?
Okay, so before I tell you my number 10, I also wanted to mention that we are sticking to, these are Nintendo games, but we are allowing third-party games if they were exclusive to a Nintendo system. And I had to say that because my number 10th favorite Nintendo game is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project on the NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Wow, really?
That's my 10th favorite game.
Turtles games are, I love them all. I'm not a huge fan of the first one on the NES, but
oh, me neither.
I absolutely love the Manhattan Project.
So the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were absolutely huge in the late 80s, and that was right when I was growing up. You couldn't escape it. Wherever you looked, there was Ninja Turtle stuff. And so everyone was excited when Ninja Turtles was coming to the NES, and the game was just trash, in my opinion. And then, of course, everybody fell in love with the arcade game, the TMNT arcade game. And they ported that to the NES, but the NES was not near powerful enough to do a proper job of that game. And I do like the arcade game on the NES, but it can't hold a candle to the actual arcade version. Where I think they finally got it right was TMNT 3, the Manhattan Project. I grew up playing this game as a kid with my best friend at school. We would just play it. My mom would drop me off there in the morning, and we would play it until she came and picked me up that evening. We just loved this game. I could hum all the music to it right now. I loved it because each character actually had a special move, which was kind of made things a little more interesting compared to some of the previous ones. And this is just my favorite Turtles game, and I love almost all of them, but this is my favorite, and it's just the one I grew up with and grew up loving, and so that's why it made my top 10 favorite list.
Well, very nice. I'm glad it cracked the top 10 there. I've actually played this game with you a long time ago when I was just getting into Nintendo games and everything. You brought me to your house, and we got to play this together. And it's always had a special place in my heart, and I remember playing it with you. It's a great game.
We've got to just play through the whole thing at some point.
That would be awesome. Yeah. I'd love that. So it's a little funny that you bring up the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because in my number 9 spot, I have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time on the Super Nintendo.
Excellent. That's a great game.
This is a game that actually I played it long before I owned it. My cousin had a Super Nintendo, and I'd go over to his house, and that was the only chance that I ever got to experience Turtles games. When I was younger, the Turtles weren't really the end thing anymore.
Right. They were kind of past their prime.
Pokemon and Turtles were phasing out when I was starting to grow up. So a lot of my friends weren't really into the Turtles, but my cousins were a little older than me, so they really liked the Turtles. And whenever I'd go over there, I'd get to experience that. But I absolutely loved the game, the music, always the sayings, like, cowabunga, pizza time. It always stays in my head. From what I can tell, this was originally an arcade game.
It sure was.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So I was just doing a little research on it, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, so it was the sequel to TMNT, the arcade game that, you know, is kind of the classic Turtles game everyone thinks of. And I'll never forget the first time our local Peter Piper Pizza got this game. And it was the first time I'd ever got to play anything other than the arcade game. And my mind was just blown. It was just so much cooler and so much faster. And it was just, everything about it was just better. And I absolutely loved this game as well.
And you actually, a long time ago, you actually gave me my copy that I still have.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
You did. It's not the best looking copy. It's got some stickers on it, but I still have it, and it's become quite hard to find. So I'm really thankful that I have a copy of my own.
Yeah, well, that's great. I didn't even remember doing that, but I'm very glad I was able to get you a copy, even if it's not in the best shape.
I was just starting up my Nintendo collection. You helped me out there a little bit, so that was really cool. And in my opinion, this is one of the best co-op games on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, for sure. 100% agree. The arcade version is better, and to me, the only way it's better is that it was four-player co-op.
Right.
But I believe the Super Nintendo version actually has an extra level than the arcade version. Some people prefer the arcade version. Some people really prefer the Super Nintendo version. It's a great version of the game.
I'd love to play the arcade version someday.
Yeah, maybe someday we'll be able to find one in working condition and play it. I'm sure they're quite old at this point.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, that's great. So that's your number 9. Going over to my number 9, this is a game that came as a pack-in. When I was a child and I got my very first Nintendo Game Boy, and this game was packed in. Then it was re-released years later on the Game Boy Color and Color, and I love both versions. And this is The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening DX. This was my first Legend of Zelda game. And I was, you know, I was just, I'd say 5 or 6 years old when we got our Game Boy. I have two older sisters, and they bought it for all three of us, although I ended up pretty much just keeping it for myself. But this game was just great because I'd played very few games, just a few arcade games and like Super Mario Brothers on the Nintendo. And so the fact that this was just like a game that you could just kind of go anywhere and you just had to figure out what you need to do next. It was just so open-ended, and I never played a game like that. And I was absolutely terrible at this game as a child. But I always kept playing it, and I just kept exploring. And I finally, it took me years, but I finally beat this game. And it was one of my biggest accomplishments in gaming at that point. And it just holds a very special place in my heart. I really like it. I think it's different than a lot of the Zelda games. It reminds me, it's similar to Breath of the Wild. Not that it's a game like Breath of the Wild, but that it's very different from the standard Zelda game. And this one has a story and a world that's only in this game. It's not Hyrule. You're not in Hyrule in this game. And it's all a dream. And I just absolutely love this game. My first Game Boy game, my first Zelda game, and it's still one of my absolute favorites. So that's my number 9.
I knew this game would crack your top 10. I just didn't know where it'd be.
Yeah.
That's great. I've never got a chance to play this game, but you've talked so much about it, and everything you've said has been good. So I'd love to give this game a try one day.
So what are you at on your number 8 game?
So number 8, this is a Nintendo 64 game.
Oh, really?
I was
not expecting the Nintendo 64 to show up for you.
Well, in my opinion, it's the best of the franchise also.
Okay.
So this is Star Fox 64.
Oh, interesting.
So that comes in at my number 8. And I got my Nintendo 64 a little late in life. My sister actually bought it at a garage sale for
$2. Oh, wow.
With two controllers, and it worked. So I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I was probably 13, 14 years old, somewhere
okay.
there. And one of the first games that I found was Star Fox 64. At first, I didn't really like it. Just you'd fly around and everything. And I had played Star Fox Assault, and that's a pretty big jump between this and Star Fox 64. But once I kept going through it and just playing it, and I'd die and restart the game again. This is an utterly fantastic game. I mean, I love it so much. And they actually remade it on the 3DS. It's fantastic on that as well. But something about the N64 version, just the holding the controller and everything, it just feels so right.
I agree. I think this is easily the best Star Fox game in the series, just like you said. It just has the most memorable levels, the most memorable scenes, the most memorable voice acting. I mean, do a barrel roll. I mean, it's a great game. I remember when this game came out, and I was so excited. I had just gotten a Nintendo 64, and this game came bundled with the Rumble Pack, which was the first accessory that made your controller rumble. It was before they were built in. It was before any other company had it, and they had this Rumble Pack, and I just had to try it, you know.
Right.
See, oh, how does this work? And it was a perfect game for it, because as you get shot, you'd feel the controller rumble, and I'm sure anybody young listening to this is thinking, well, the games have always had rumble. Well, they didn't. They did not have it until Star Fox came bundled with it, and it made quite the splash, and all the other companies followed suit and released controllers that rumbled as well. And we still have controllers rumbling today, all the way to Nintendo's HD Rumble on the Switch.
And that is so cool, too, that this game kind of started that, in my opinion.
And I'd love to get my hands, and I know you as a collector would too, but, you know, this game came in an oversized box because it had the Rumble Pack in it. I'd love to get one of those.
Right. I was going to mention that as well. It's like that's the ultimate Nintendo 64 collectors for me. Right,
I agree, man.
So what do you have for your number 8?
So my number 8 is a game that came out within the last year. This is a Nintendo Switch game, and it is one of my favorite multiplayer games that Nintendo's ever released, and that is Splatoon 2.
Okay, I thought that would be it.
For the Nintendo Switch.
Very nice.
I absolutely love this game. I got Splatoon 1 after it had been out for a while, and really before I had any friends with a Wii U. So I never got super into Splatoon 1. Later on, you got it. Another friend of ours got it, and we played it just a little bit. But I didn't go deep on this game. I beat the main story and played probably about 10 hours of multiplayer. But something about Splatoon 2, you know, getting a Switch at launch, playing this game with you at PAX South before it even was released, I was just super excited for this game. And ever since I got my Switch, I was just counting down the days till July when it was released. And man, I have put so many hours into this game. I've played so many hours with you specifically. And this is just the pinnacle of a multiplayer shooter for me that's family friendly. I don't have to mind playing this in front of my family and my little boy. It's just a great game. Then you add in stuff like the Octo expansion that was released. And it's not only is it a great multiplayer game, it's a great single player game. And I think I'll still be playing this game for another year or two probably, and already put in well over 100 hours on this game. It is earned, even though it is a recent game, and I really wanted to be careful not to put too many modern, you know, recent releases, because, you know, I may feel differently about them in 5 or 10 years, but I think this game deserves to be in my top 10.
I agree with everything you said. Yeah, the support for this game, I know we've talked about this before, the support has been just crazy on this game. They're still releasing new content, new stages, new weapons. In the Octo expansion, the paid DLC, we had an episode on that, and it was just, it's great. I mean, if you haven't played it, definitely give it a try. And yes, most of my hours have been playing with you or with other friends as a team, and being able to talk to each other and all that stuff, and it's just great.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I agree. I absolutely love the game. So that's my number 8, Splatoon 2.
Very nice. I approve of the number 8.
So number 7.
Number 7 for Chad is Super Smash Brothers on the Wii U.
Very nice.
this was actually a pretty tough decision. I thought about all the Super Smash Brothers. I knew one of them would make my top 10. I had to really think about it, though. And once I just put it down to it, none of the others hold up. They really don't, from the N64 all the way up to the Wii U. The Wii U is the best. On this one, we first got to see 8-player battles, which is something we've never seen before. And we were lucky enough to play a few of those, and they are a lot of fun.
Absolute blast.
If you have 7 other friends, definitely give it a try. Amiibos, that's kind of where we got our amazing Amiibo line, which is still going on now. When Super Smash Bros. Ultimate comes out, we're going to be getting some new Amiibos in this same line.
Yeah, this line is still going on.
It's crazy. Even now. It's definitely a money pit for sure, but what a fun thing to collect for collectors like us. And some of the new characters that came out included were Pac-Man, Mega Man, Bayonetta, Ryu, and even your Miis that you could customize. A lot of these were paid DLC as well. But you just got to see all new characters, and this, to me, this is like your Splatoon 2. This is the multiplayer game for me. I just absolutely love this. I love Splatoon 2 as well, but it just didn't quite match up to Super Smash Brothers for my number 7 spot.
Yeah, well, man, I can't argue with you. I mean, the cool kid in me wants to say, no, Melee is the best. But, I mean, if I'm honest, I like Smash on the Wii U more than Melee. I know that's not the popular opinion, but it's the first one in HD. It has all these characters. It was the first one with DLC. You know, like you said, we got this amazing Amiibo line that really, I mean, that's kind of why I love Amiibos, is from the Smash set.
Right, exactly.
It's an excellent game, and I think it will soon be surpassed, hopefully, with Smash Brothers Ultimate. But as it stands now, I can definitely see why it'd be in your top 10.
Yeah, if we do another one of these again, I expect Super Smash Brothers Ultimate to take this spot and maybe even move up a few numbers.
Right, but it's clearly based on this game here. And there is something to this game here, the Smash Bros. On the Wii U. There really is.
And I definitely played more hours of Melee, but I was younger. I didn't have as much responsibilities then. So I played a lot more hours, but I don't want to go back and play Melee right now. I want to go play the Wii U version.
I agree.
So
I think that's a great choice for your number 7.
I think so too. What about your number 7?
So my number 7, it's a game that's quite a bit older than Smash Brothers on the Wii U. This game came out on the Nintendo Entertainment System, and it's Super Mario Brothers 3.
Super Mario Brothers 3. I thought that would make your top 10 as well.
That's my number 7. There are 3 Mario Brother games that came out on the NES, and three is clearly my favorite. I mean, obviously one is the one that started it all, but I think Super Mario Brothers 3 improved on it in so many ways. And, you know, two was kind of an odd game, the one that was released in America, very different type of Mario game. There really hadn't been one like it since. But when Mario Brothers 3 came out, it was just more of everything, more levels, more power-ups, more bosses. I mean, we got the Koopa Kids in this game for the first time. This is the first time Mario could fly. We got Karibo Shoe in this one. Hint, hint. But, I mean, this game was just incredible. I mean, so many great levels. I just absolutely loved this game as a kid. I also think this game is just one of the best box arts on the NES. That bright yellow case with the Mario with the raccoon tail. I don't know. To me, that's still one of the best looking game cases I've ever seen.
It's one of the most iconic for sure to me. It is something that makes you always think, hey, the Nintendo Entertainment Center system, Mario Brothers 3. I think it also is the best out of the three games released. I don't know if it's my favorite Mario platformer like that, but that is a great game. I actually haven't completed that game. I've never beat the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
That's on my bucket list. It's really available to me. I have an NES Classic, and it was good enough to be included on there.
Yeah.
And I never have. Hopefully when the Nintendo Switch Online service, this will be included in that.
Oh, I sure hope so. Just real quick, also this one introduced the warp whistles, so you know you could quickly get past worlds that you had trouble with, or if you just wanted to get to World 8 pretty quick, you can do that pretty quick, and they were very well hidden, and I loved finding out these hidden secrets back then. And then, let's see, I had one other thing I just wanted to say. Oh yeah, just the amount of power-up suits there were. I mean, not only did you have Karibo Shoe and the Tanuki suit, you had the Frog suit and the Hammer Brother suit. And it just blew my mind as a kid, and I just still think it's just an iconic and a classic Mario Brothers platformer, and that's why it is my number 7.
That's absolutely great. And I didn't know it was actually the first time the Koopa Kids had made an appearance. Yes. I had no idea. That's awesome. Okay, so moving on to number 6 for Chad here, Pikmin 3 on the Wii U.
Oh, man, I did not see this coming either. Two Wii U games.
When I came down and thought about it, I couldn't believe the Wii U would make the cut as well. So Pikmin 3 was actually my first time I'd ever played a Pikmin game before, and I still have to go back and play the second one on the GameCube. I haven't got a chance to play that one yet. But Pikmin 3, it's more of a puzzle strategy game, I guess you could say. And you actually start out, you're controlling three different little spacemen, but not one of them is Olimar. And he's kind of the face of the Pikmin series. But you don't control Olimar, I don't believe at all, if I'm remembering correctly. You see Olimar, I think you rescue him, but you never control him. So,
oh, wow.
So it's a little different. You can control up to 100 different kind of Pikmin. In this one, they introduced two new kinds of Pikmin, the rock Pikmin and the fairy or the pink Pikmin. I can't remember their exact name there, but they can fly. So that was definitely helpful. And then you have just your standard, your blue, your red, and your yellow Pikmin is also. I really hope they remake or make a new Pikmin game for the Switch, because I will be really, really on top of that. But like I said, for HD of the Wii U, this game looks, I mean, it's gorgeous. It looks so good. And you're really tiny, so everything is just ginormous. All the creatures that you think would just be, I mean, just little slugs and frogs, they're ginormous to you. And you're having to fight them, and you realize how something so you could just step on in real life, you're actually having to battle this thing and survive against it. And it's really fun using your Pikmin to try and battle these guys and take them down. And I don't believe you've ever played a Pikmin game, but I sure hope you do someday.
So would you say this one is better than Hey Pikmin on the 3DS?
Oh, my.
No, this is a big hole in my Nintendo knowledge, and you've really talked this up, and just kind of like some of the games I've talked up that you said you want to try, I really want to play this game. And I would really prefer to play this on the Switch, and I hope they re-release it, although I wouldn't mind playing it on the Wii U, but I really hope, I think this game is deserving of a port to the Switch. And I would be 100% buy it and play through it and try it out for myself if they did that.
I really hope they make a Pikmin trilogy on the Switch.
That would be amazing.
Even a whole new Pikmin would be great. A Pikmin 4, I would be totally down for that.
I think you mean a Pikmin quadrilogy with Hey Pikmin as well.
Oh, I don't know about that. We might can leave that one off. But I did play Hey Pikmin. A lot of people talk really bad about it, but it's definitely, it doesn't stand up to Pikmin games, but for a side scroller, it's playable.
I kid about it. I've actually never played it. I've just heard people that big Pikmin fans weren't super impressed by it, it seemed like.
So. Exactly.
Okay, so that was your number six. So on to my number six. This is a game for the Nintendo 64, and it is my favorite 3D Mario game. It's Super Mario 64.
Super Mario 64, very nice choice.
So, again, and we stress, these are our favorite games because I don't think Mario 64 holds up as well as some of the newer 3D Mario games. I mean, I think Mario Odyssey is much better playing and looking and controlling, and the camera's way better in Odyssey than 64. But Mario 64 was the one that blew my young mind. Mario in 3D, I never thought I'd see it. I remember watching the Nintendo VHS that they sent the Nintendo Power subscribers that showed the early look at this game. I could not believe it. I could not believe how big Bowser was and how Mario had to spin him around by his tail and throw him. I just couldn't believe it. I'd just never seen anything like this. I remember going to begging my mom to take me to Toys R Us because they had a Nintendo 64 before it was released that you could try, and I waited in line to play this game, and it exceeded my expectations. I just basically all I did was just ran around outside of Peach's Castle, just climbing trees and punching the air and swimming in the moat. I just could not believe it, and I played this game for hours and hours. It was one of the only N64 games I had because they were so expensive and I had no job. I think this game, all 3D platformers owe a whole lot to this game here. I think Nintendo created one of the very first 3D platformers, and it was so polished for what it is. Like I said, it doesn't hold up super well, but it's still very playable even today, and it's the one that kind of started the whole 3D Mario craze. So,
you know, yeah, I played this game after playing a lot of other 3D games as well, so when I went back, it didn't look very good, and I wasn't as impressed as you were because I'd never just played. I'd been playing 3D games before, but I can just imagine. I think, you know, a lot of the younger kids that play games today, they don't realize how good these new games are, and, you know, just used to it just be side-to-side game, side-scrolling.
Exactly.
And that's all we had.
That's all I knew video games could even be, was side to side, and especially Mario games.
Nintendo just took that idea and just threw it away, and they created 3D Mario, which is just so great, and that's what our games owe to today, like you said, yeah.
Yeah, so, and like you said, it's all about where you were in life when this game came out, because what was mind-blowing to me with how technically impressive it was like a turnoff to you because it looked so dated by the time you played it, and then that's why it's my favorite, is just because it literally did blow my mind with how good it looked. And I know that's hard to say now with how good games look now, but it was a true technical achievement, and I'll never forget how I felt about this game when it was announced. So that's my number six, and we're going to take a quick break here before we get into numbers 5 through 1, and we'll be back and we'll probably actually, this has went a lot longer than I thought it would. We're probably going to actually split this up into 2 episodes, so tune in next week, and we will do numbers 5 through 1. Before we leave you, we want to go over a few things real quickly. Please visit our show page. It's at anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast. You can find links there to everywhere our show is available, and it's available on a lot of different platforms. That includes Apple Podcast, iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and through the Anchor app on both iOS and Android. So wherever is best or easiest for you to find to listen, just find us there. Also, if you enjoy the show, please rate us on Apple Podcast and on Google Podcast. You can also follow the show at Karibo Shoe Pod on Twitter and at Karibo Shoe Podcast on Instagram. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.